Okay, so we're just going to start with closing your eyes and come to a seated position if you're not already. And we're just going to let our energy come inward. Just letting go of everything you have to do to get to your cushion today or your mat. And let your awareness come to your breath. And all the way down to your sits bones. And feel the breath coming all the way into the lower belly. So the lower belly expands out on the inhale and retracts back towards the spine on the exhale. And as you exhale, you also feel your shoulders relax away from the ears. And then bringing one hand up for alternate nostril breathing. And we're going to block the right nostril for starters and inhale through the left. Close the left, open the right, and exhale. Inhale right. Short pause. Close the right, open the left, and exhale. And starting again on the left. Short hold at the top of the inhale, close the left, exhale right. And then inhale right and keep going at your own rhythm. The last round. So when you exhale through the left, again, just let your hand come down, keeping your eyes closed. And just notice any sensations, energy shifts. And then taking another breath in, lengthening the spine. Exhaling, letting the chin drop down into the chest. And we'll start making circles with the head. And then pause when you get to center and going the other way. Keep going in the same direction and we'll add the whole upper body. And then pause in the middle, going the other way. And then coming back up, and you can stretch your legs out long, shake them out a little bit. And then when you're with your fists, move energy on the outside of the legs. Bend the knees, bring the soles of the feet together and do the inside of the thighs. And then bending the knees, bringing the feet a bit wider than the hips, and sway the knees side to side. And then add the upper body and just swing yourself into a very gentle twist back to the center and over to the other side. You can let the free arm swing. And then back to center and bringing yourself onto hands and knees. And we'll sway the hips side to side. Come to center, curl the toes under, and then rocking the hips forward and back, all the way back to the sit bones, to the heels so that we stretch out the feet a little bit. And then back up to the neutral table, relaxing the feet and tapping the tops of the feet. And then relaxing the feet, and we'll just warm up the spine with a few cat-cow. So inhaling, arching. Exhaling, rounding, tucking the chin right into the chest. And just keep going, following the rhythm of your own breath. Last round. Back to neutral, curling the toes under, pressing into toes and hands and lifting the hips into the downward dog. Bending one knee and then the other, just walking it out. And then walking the feet towards the hands. Bending both knees, letting the belly rest on the thighs, letting the head and the neck release. Then we're going to walk the hands over to the right, keeping the knees bent so you're looking at the outside edge of the right foot. And we're going to hold there, breathing mostly into the left side of the upper body. And then inhaling, coming back to center. Exhaling, going over to the left side. Pausing and coming back to the breath. Inhaling back to center. Exhaling, pressing into the feet and rounding up slowly. And we're coming all the way up to standing. Inhaling, letting the arms float up. Exhaling, the arms float down. Bend the knees. And we're going to roll the shoulders up and back as we bend and straighten the legs. Pause, circling the shoulders the other way. Pause with knees bent, bring the feet together, hands on the knees, and we're going to circle knees together in the same direction. Pause and going the other way. Pause and then walking the feet out, heel, toe, till the feet are wider than the hips, hands on the hips, bending the knees, and we'll circle the hips. Pause, circling the other way. Pause, bend the knees, walk the feet back in to hip width apart. I'm going to bend the elbows, press into the ball of the right foot, and I'm going to circle the right foot and the hands at the same time. Circling the other way. Pause, keep the hands in the air, switch feet, and we're going to circle left foot and the hands. And going the other way. And then feet relax under the hips, backs of the hands come together at the heart, and we're going to open the elbow joints. So just making circles, keeping the hands connected. And then palms open and circling back in towards you. And then letting your arms float all the way up into the air. The hands separate, their arms stretch back. You're looking up towards the ceiling, all the way back, opening the chest center. And then the hands interlace at the lower back. Inhaling, we're going to lengthen the spine. On the exhale, bending the knees, sticking the tailbone out with a flat back. And the hands come lifting in the air. And the belly rests on the thighs. The head and the neck drop down and the hands are in the air, just opening up the shoulder joint. Deep breaths into the belly.
And then letting the hands come to the lower back. Release the hands, let the arms flop forward, taking a deep breath in. Exhaling, we're pressing into the feet, rounding up slowly. Inhaling, the arms float up. And exhaling, they float down. Unlock the knees, softening the shoulders. Closing the eyes, the palms face forward in mountain pose. And just take a moment to feel into the energy flow in the body. Now that we've opened all the joints. And then preparing for sun salutes. Opening the eyes, taking a breath in, the arms float all the way up, the palms connect over the head. Exhaling, the hands come down the front of the body. Inhaling, hips come forward into a small back bend. Exhaling, swan dive forward. Inhaling, up halfway, making a flat back. Hands can rest on the shins below the knees. And then exhaling, bending the knees, releasing the arms, taking a deep breath in. Exhaling, pushing into the feet and rounding back up. Inhaling, the arms float up. Exhaling, the right arm drops, lifting up and out of the waist, over to the right. Inhaling, back to center, both arms up. Left arm drops, lifting up and over to the left. And back to center, and we'll go two more times each side, exhaling on the lateral bend, inhaling to center, exhaling left, inhaling center, exhaling right, inhaling center, and exhaling left. Palms come together over the head again, and exhaling, hands come down the front of the body. Inhaling, hips forward into a deeper back bend. Exhaling, swan dive forward. Inhaling, up halfway again, and we're going to hold this time, engaging the lower abdominals, making the head and the neck in line with the spine, reaching out through the crown of the head and the tailbone. And then exhaling, we're going to bend the knees. Let the hands wrap to the backs of the legs, the elbows tuck in tight to the body. And on the exhale, we're gently straightening the legs until the legs are almost straight, but there's still a slight bend in the knees. And then bending the elbows, drawing the head in towards the knees. On the exhale, bending the knees again, releasing the arms and pushing into the feet, rounding back up. Inhaling, the arms float up. This time we're going to twist. So we're going to bend the knees, open the arms, twisting to the right with the palms facing the ceiling and the hands and arms come to shoulder height. Inhaling, back to center. Exhaling, opening to the left. Inhaling back to center and opening to the right. Back to center, straight legs, bending the knees, opening to the left. On one more time each side. Exhaling right. Inhaling center and exhaling left. Palms come together over the head. Exhaling down the front of the body again, hips coming forward and into a deeper back bend as you lift out of the waist. And then exhaling, swan dive forward. Inhaling up halfway, flat back. Exhaling, we're going to bend the knees, bring the right foot forward and sliding the left foot back. So we're coming into a lunge. I'm going to relax the left knee and the left foot down, opening the left hip. The right ankle is
lined up under the right knee. And the head and the neck are in line with the spine. This is taking a breath in. Exhaling, rocking the hips back, flexing the front foot. The back will round and the head drops down towards the right knee. And then when you're ready to breathe in, coming forward with the hips. And just going forward and back, following the rhythm of your own breath. The inhale happens as you come forward. The exhale as you rock back. And the next time you rock back, find your balance. And hold there, deep breaths into the belly. The head and the neck are relaxed. Inhaling, coming forward, pressing both hands into the front knee, relaxing the shoulders down. Taking a deep breath in. On the exhale, we're pressing down into the front foot, pressing hands into the knee so we can lift out of the waist. Another back bend as you look up to the ceiling. And then exhaling, coming back down, hands come back down. Pressing into the hands, slide the right foot back. Swaying side to side, and we're going to come into the other side. So sliding the left foot forward and the right hip opens as the right foot relaxes and the right knee slides back. Taking a deep breath in and then exhaling, rocking back, flexing the left foot. The hips stay square to the front. And then your breath in is what leads the movement forward. The exhale leads the movement back. And just keep going at your own rhythm. And next time you rock back, finding your balance. Letting the head to drop into the knee, the back rounds. And just the breath is working. Inhaling, foot comes forward, letting the hands rest on top of the left knee, pressing into the left foot, pressing into the hands, lifting out of the waist, shoulders are relaxed, looking up towards the ceiling. And then exhaling, coming back down, hands come back down, pressing into the hands, slide the left foot back, swaying the hips side to side again. And then back to center, curling the toes under, pressing into the downward dog. Walking, bending one knee and then the other, walking it out again. And then this time walking the hands back towards the feet. Bending both knees, taking a deep breath in. Exhaling, we're rounding up. In, coming all the way up again, arms float up into the air, and exhaling, arms float down, unlocking the knees,
Relaxing the shoulders, palms face forward again and the eyes closed. Just taking a moment to allow the body to integrate. And then we'll do some warrior postures. So if you need your sticky mat, just take, remove whatever is on top of the mat. And come standing with right foot forward, left foot back, and the hips are square to the front. So we're starting in warrior one, arms relaxed down, shoulders are stacked above the waist and the hips. So the upper body stays straight. As we take a breath in, the front leg straightens, the arms float out to the side and up over the head. Exhaling, pushing into the ball of the back foot, the arms float forward. Front knee bends. Inhaling, pressing up. Exhaling, coming forward with the arms. And just keep going at your own rhythm. Last round, inhaling up. Front, bending the front knee, exhaling down. Inhaling, the palms come together overhead. Let the back foot come flat so the hips open. The hands come down to the heart center in prayer position. Taking a deep breath in. On the exhale, the fingers point downward. Front knee bends. And the arms extend into warrior two. So one, the right arm is above the right leg. Left arm above the back leg, and taking a deep breath in, the front leg straightens again, the right arm comes all the way up, crosses in front of the body to make a circle, and exhaling, extending out. And we're just going to keep going with that flow. Inhaling as you straighten the front leg, exhaling as the front knee bends. One more, and then pausing, reaching out from both fingertips, and taking a deep breath in, exhaling, letting the right elbow rest gently on the right knee, the left arm comes around, lines up with the back leg, taking a deep breath in, pressing into the front foot, releasing the right hand and wrapping it around the left side of the body. Full breath here. On the exhale, the right elbow gently rests on the knee again. We're going to turn the back foot in, coming into a lunge. Another breath in. Exhaling, pressing into the hands, sliding the right foot back into the downward dog, and we'll walk it out again. And then we'll come to the other side. So bending the left knee, left foot comes forward, right foot back, coming into warrior one on this side. So just taking a moment to relax the shoulders, aligning the shoulders above the waist, on top of the hips, front knee is bent, back leg is straight, and this time both arms will float forward as we inhale. And straighten the front knee. And on the exhale, pressing into the ball of the back foot, the arms open to the side, the wrists stay above in front of the shoulders. Inhaling, arms float up. And exhaling, opening. The front leg is straightening and bending, and the back leg is trying to keep it straight through the whole flow. And next time the front leg straightens, the palms come together over the head, the back foot comes flat, the hips open, the hands come together at the heart center. Taking a deep breath in. On the exhale, the fingers point downward, bending the front knee, we're opening the arms. One left arm above the left leg, right arm above the back leg. And you're looking over the fingertips of the left hand. Taking a deep breath in, the left leg straightens, the left arm comes up, crosses in front of the body, make a circle, and on the exhale, the front knee bends. And keep going. I'm going to do one more. And then hold. Energy is going out the fingertips of both arms. Taking a deep breath in. Exhaling, letting the left elbow lightly rest on the left knee. The right arm comes around. Taking a deep breath in. As you press into that front foot, release the left elbow. Wrap the left arm around the right side of the body. Another breath in. Exhaling, left elbow comes back down on the knee, turning the back foot in again, coming back into the lunge. This time we're going to bend the back knee, push off the back foot, coming into a standing forward fold, bending the knees so the belly rests on the thighs, letting the head and the neck release, hooking opposite hand to elbow. We're just going to hold there and breathe deep. Next, exhale, release the hands from the elbows, bending the knees on the inhale. Exhaling, pushing into the feet and slowly rounding up again, one vertebra at a time. Inhaling, the arms float up. And exhaling, the arms float down again. Back into mountain pose, relaxing the knees, palms face forward. Shoulders relax away from the ears, closing the eyes. And then keeping the eyes closed, just letting yourself sway forward and back so that you feel the weight shift very gently into the balls of the feet and then back into the heels. Maybe lift the toes a little bit. The preparation for tree to get a sense of center and balance. And then back to center, opening the eyes. We're going to come into the tree. We're going to use the right leg first as the standing leg. So lifting the left foot up as high as it feels right for you today. And then when you're ready, bringing your hands to the heart center, finding your balance there first as you fix your gaze on a spot on the floor, 5-6 feet ahead of you. And then when you're ready, letting the arms float up, shoulders stay relaxed, floating ribs stay relaxed, and the breath is coming all the way into the belly. And then inhaling, the hands come together over the head first. Exhaling, the elbows bend, hands come to the heart. And then releasing the legs, shaking it out. Move some energy in the glutes, along the thighs. Preparing for the other side. Shifting into the left leg. Bringing right foot up. And then at your own pace, hands to the heart when you're ready. And then arms opening into your expression of tree. bringing your palms together over your head if the arms are open. Exhaling, the hands come down to the heart center again. And then releasing, shaking it out. And then we'll swing it out. So inhaling, your arms float up. Exhaling, bend the knees with a ha. Three more. Last one. Arms float up. And then the arms float down. And if you uncovered your sticky mat, you can bring your cover back on. And fetch your tie if just to have next to you in case you need it. And we're going to start standing to bring ourselves back down to the mat. So feet hip width apart in mountain pose, and you're at the top of your mat. Inhaling, the arms float up, palms come together. Exhaling, hands down the front of the body into a last back bend sun salute. Exhaling, swan dive forward. Inhaling, up halfway, making a flat back. Exhaling, bending the knees, coming right onto your sits bones. And we're going to roll back, flicking the feet behind the head, just massaging the spine. Coming back up and then slowly rolling yourself all the way back down onto your back. The knees stay bent. Let's bring the arms overhead. Line up the heels under the knees and the feet hip width apart. And on the exhale, we're going to press into the feet and lift into the bridge. And then rocking side to side. And coming back to center, slowly lowering yourself back down. And once the sacrum touches, interlace the hands, place them behind the head with the elbows wide, taking a deep breath in. Exhaling, we're lifting face to the ceiling or chin tucked into chest. And inhaling, coming back down. And just keep going at your own rhythm. You can add a hold at the top if you want. Taking a break when you need one. Let's try to hold this last one for 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, a little bit of lift and release. And just relaxing for a breath. We're going to come into opposite elbow to knee. Taking a deep breath in as you stay relaxed on the mat. Exhaling, lifting left elbow to left knee to right elbow, and then back down. Other side, left elbow to right knee, and then back down. And then keep going side to side. Exhaling as you lift, inhaling as you come back down. And if you would rather go into the full bicycle, you can come into that. And side to side, keeping both legs off the mat. And let's do two more each side. And then knees tuck right into the chest, the hands release. Wrap the hands around the knees. Snuggle them in towards the chest and then rocking side to side, letting the head go in the opposite direction of the knees. And back to center. I'm going to release the left leg. Interlace the hands below the right knee. Draw the right knee in towards the right shoulder. And I'm just going to move it side to side a little bit. Back to center, opening the arms wide into a T. Letting the right knee fall open. We're making a big circle with the right hip. Pause when the knee opens, and then circling the other way. And then letting the right foot rest on top of the left knee. Inhaling, the left hand comes to the outside of the right knee, and on the exhale, coming into a twist. And you can close the eyes and face the right hand and bring your awareness back to the breath coming deep into the belly. Releasing the hand from the knee, keeping the right foot on top of the left knee as you roll back onto your back, bending the left knee and across the right ankle just above the left knee and open the right knee, and then bring the left knee in towards you as you slide your right hand under your right leg or use your tie, and we're coming into the hip stretch for the right hip, letting the head come back down. And using the tie or the elbows to intensify the stretch. And then closing the eyes and coming back to the breath. And a couple more breaths. And releasing the hands, letting the left foot come down first, uncrossing the right foot. Bring the arms overhead again in preparation for the bridge. Pressing into both feet, lifting the hips. And we'll rock the hips side to side. Coming back to center, slowly lowering down from the top vertebra down to the sacrum. And once the sacrum touches, draw the left knee into the chest, interlace the hands around the left knee. We'll let the right leg come long, and moving the left knee side to side to open that left hip. On an opening the arms wide into a T, letting the left knee fall open and making a circle with the left hip. And then pausing, the left knee open, circling the other way. And then letting the left foot rest on top of the right knee. Inhaling, bringing the right hand to the outside of the left knee, and we're coming into the twist on this side. Turning the head towards the left hand, and then closing the eyes, and bringing the breath all the way into the belly. And releasing the right hand, keeping the left foot on top of the right knee as you roll back onto your back. Then bending the right knee, planting the right foot firmly in the mat, bringing the left ankle above the right knee, opening the left knee and then drawing the right knee in towards you. Interlace your hands below the left calf or use your thigh. And we're coming into the hip stretch on this side, closing the eyes. And releasing the hands, letting the right foot come down, uncross the left leg, stretching the arms and the legs long. So you're reaching right out of the waist, the hands and the feet are reaching in opposite direction. Bringing the arms floating up and circling the hands and the feet. Circling the other way. And then bending the knees and bringing the soles of the feet together and interlacing your hands around your feet or use your thigh. We're opening the knees and the heels drop down towards the pelvis and then the head comes back down, closing the eyes and breathing into the belly. And releasing the hands from each other, just holding onto the feet or the ankles, letting the feet separate, knees stay bent, and rocking side to side in happy baby. And then rocking all the way over to the right, release the hands from the feet, pressing into your left hand, and just getting ready for a shavasana so you can take your blanket and your eye cover. And as you let the body settle, feeling the muscles and the bones just release into gravity, the breath just comes back to its natural rhythm.
the whole nervous system just lets go into the mat for these next few moments of complete surrender. Taking a deep breath in and just releasing with a quiet sigh. Feeling everything getting heavy, muscles, bones. Deep relaxation. Well, just letting your awareness come back into your physical body, connecting with your breath. And begin to make small movements with the hands and the feet. Maybe making some circles with the wrists and the ankles. And then bringing the palms together and rubbing them. Bending the knees, bringing the soles of the feet together and rubbing them. And then drawing your knees into your chest, wrapping your hands around your knees, and rocking yourself side to side. And just rolling over to one side. And then making your way up to sitting. And we'll just cast the eyes downward or close them for just a moment before you transition into the rest of your day. Bringing our hands together at our heart center. Namaste.